Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. If you here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143, I will hire you.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He may as well have announced his retirement that day. Bob Myers.
But you said that was me being thirsty. He brought that up.
Well, he felt a little uncomfortable. He kept pressuring him.
It got me to L.A. to set a ESPN. Dude, that was a great day.
Why hasn't Sham Sharani reported that clearly Bob Myers is out of the NBA business?
5-1-0.
He'll still have something to do with Philly, though.
This is how you know everybody does not listen about our last conversation. Mm. Hey, guys, great convo. I think you missed the Draymond suspension on the 73-win season. Without that suspension, they would have won. We know this. That was an unfair suspension. Yeah, rack them. Yeah, of course. I've been saying that all day.
10 years later, you still ain't blaming grave. Draymond.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
That's the finals. You don't go, little Bobby hit little Tony in the Wells.
He should have got suspended in the conference finals. He kicked Adams in the... Twice.
Keep in mind, for the millionth time, because you forget, he didn't get suspended for what happened with LeBron. He got suspended because... that put him over the limit.
Yeah, but they called the police. Bron called. Hey,
no, he got a point.
Hey, y'all get the pin out.
He got a point.
It was, man. They were up 3-1. I want my 73-9 forever. Forget what you were ever talking about.
You'll get it along with the biggest. You know what? They choked.
I look at you.
They choked.
I set you up.
They choked. Hey, let's go to Guy in San Jose, and then I'm going to tell you about my new favorite executive.
Wait a minute. You hate choke.
That's why I'm using it. If he's actually going to maintain that 73-9, but it was fine and it was great. Okay, yeah, no. Biggest choke artist. Let's rank the choke artist that season. Was Draymond more of a choke artist than Steph?
Oh, my gosh.
I agree with you.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, but didn't Steph throw a behind-the-back pass?
And there's a meme where it was the trophy.
And didn't Kyrie stick one right in Curry's face?
Yeah, nobody can score.
I don't want to do
this. Should bother you.
Let's go to Guy in San Jose. He's got 3 points to make, and then I'm going to tell you, I finally have found an executive that I really, really like.
Before Guy goes, not Guy Santos, Guy San Jose.
Okay.
I give myself a 2.
Hey, Guy.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I always listen to you guys on my drive home on the Odyssey app. But now I'm working from home, so I thought I'd give you guys a call. So,
thank you.
Great job, as always.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So first take is really everybody seems to gravitate to the need of a size and athleticism, right, in the team. And that's the biggest thing that we have challenges with, you know, with the Warriors. And I just find that the irony, and I hate to bring up Kuminga again, but the irony about it is that, you know, we're going to be dealing with a person that kind of fits that description. And so that kind of bothers me. But I know that it's kind of the writing's on the wall and you may need to do it at this point in time. I was just hoping that maybe they would build around it to add more athleticism, to add to his athleticism, to make it really more important of a team. So that's just one comment, one take. The other thing is more like a lot on the table, sponsored by Accurate.
Oh, nice. Look at Guy.
Yeah. with Seth Curry, I mean, he, one thing I haven't really heard, which I'm kind of amazed at, is the kind of job he did on his first came back. Hadn't played for a long time, and imagine the stress he felt and having to go against the number one defense on top of it, and he balled out. And so I'm surprised that you're not hearing anything about that, but also, you know, he's really like the true Splash Brother right now. So, you know, don't underestimate the power of brothers working together. I think there's going to be a feel-good story here with Zeth. And I think, you know, he's really potent at the three-point line. So I imagine that and putting him together with Steph could be some magic there. And finally, the last third point was really a question for you guys.
Yep.
The two-way contract that Pat Spencer has, I know obviously they're going to be putting him into the team for sure. They're going to try to find a spot for him, which means that if they deal Kuminga a trade for him, there's going to be a minimum of a 2-for-1 trade. To free up an extra spot, you know, for Pat. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be getting some size or athleticism as part of that extra person, because everybody keeps talking about that. I'm thinking the question is who's the odd man out? I would think Buddy would be that guy because, I love Buddy, but, I mean, out of everybody else, you don't know the ceiling on the younger players, and they're all playing really, really well right now. And Buddy's just so inconsistent.
Wow.
And I love him, but he's just, you know, I don't know. So that's my take.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Guy, and appreciate the kind words. I mean, the thing with Buddy Hield is he's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know how I feel about Buddy Hield. I feel like you got to give him a crack at it every game because he is, when Steph doesn't play, he's their best shooter historically, and he can get hot.
Would you laugh at me when I say when I watch our beloved Warriors and he lets them go, I still think they're going in, Buddy. Like, that hasn't sure. ran out or evaporated yet.
I'm nice.
And Seth, the only reason we hadn't talked about Seth, you know, 14 minutes against Philly, Steiny, no points, and I'm not saying that's why we're not talking about him. I was shocked to not see him against Cleveland.
I think he's probably getting into shape. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We should have asked Spencey about his contract status and how much does he think about it. Or that
he likes the journey.
Yeah,
that's what he should say. Should have asked him how he feels about the Warriors holding a 15th roster spot for about a month for a guy who also got DMP'd.
Man,
yeah, I didn't want to bring that up. Hey, I have a new favorite executive. See, I like executives who are bold.
So the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, bringing back a 44-year-old. I love it.
That's called desperation.
Dude, he's going to help.
No.
Watch.
Simmer.
Put that in the cap.
No.
Phillip can play.
Scott Harris.
That is
President of Baseball Operations, Detroit Tigers. Yeah.
What do you like about him? What do you love about him?
They asked him about Scooble.
Best pitcher in the game.
And he said, I don't believe in untouchable players at any level. Thank God there's a GM out there, a president out there, that's willing to say, yes.
But that's lip service.
I will make the hard decisions. That's what he's saying.
Until I see Scooble in another uniform, It's lip service, but I hear you. But until
we can't trade Draymond Green, the whole organization will fall apart. No, it won't.
You're talking to Joe Lacob.
We can't trade Jonathan Kuminga. He's the future of the franchise. Okay.
You better be careful.
There you go.
Bud.
We can't trade the number two pick in the draft. James Wiseman could be Kareem.
How'd that work
be
out?
Be open to things. Stop closing your mind to everything.
I tell my kids that every day.
There's one untouchable. Do you think anybody's untouchable in the Bay? Anybody?
Steph.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he ain't even the most untouchable right now. He's not the most untouchable.
Who is?
If we're going to do it, Celebrini is more untouchable than Steph.
I got
because
you.
Because he's starting his career. Yeah. But my point is, sometimes you got to make bold moves to get better. So you can't close the door on things.
Well, Harris,
it's just like, remember when your guys,
forever.
I don't know if you were around or you're not. When the Herschel Walker thing,
Trey, the Vikings.
Yeah. Didn't that work out for the Cowboys?
It built a dynasty.
Oh.
But in real time,
I thought he was untouchable.
Nobody had, people were mad.
Because people said he's untouchable. But he shouldn't have been. Scotty Harris, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you know about Scott Harris?
He's tells it like it is.
Do you know how old he is?
He is young. Young man, probably about 40.
He's 37.
He's probably one of the 40 under 40s along with Kirk Lacob.
He is. He's 38 years old.
And yeah,
so now you have some respect for the youth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also was the Giants general manager 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. School was going nowhere. They'll back up the Brinks.
Yeah, right.
I can't do the noise.
The Pirates will for Skeens. My point is this. Watch this. No, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Buster Posey said,
help me out.
He's not likely to trade Eldridge, but would never take it off the table.
What if that's Devers' true spot?
Devers can't field.
But what if that's Devers' new spot?
What?
First base. Then, I'm just telling you, we're all waiting on Eldridge, but could you see a scenario if... if I asked you, Devers, how many years he's going to play, Stoney? How many more years he had in the Giant jersey?
Probably two. What?
I'd say five or six. Come on, man. This dude's here for a lifetime. But if they even...
My point is this. I'm reading these headlines about, oh, boy, look at Posey. Look at Posey. Eldridge isn't untouchable. Why would he be? Who the hell is he? Can somebody tell me...
No, he's a future cornerstone.
Yeah, and you know who else was? Marco Luciano.
Now a Pirate. Wow.
Like, here's what I just can't... I don't understand this about baseball.
That's crazy.
So, Eldridge may be great.
I was wrong.
No, I'm not. Eldridge may be great.
Right, but the promise is there.
Okay, but the way we talked about Joey Bart, the way we talked about Luciano... There's no difference in the way we talked about those two guys as the way we talked about Eldridge.
Add Wiseman now, and Trey Lance.
If Evan says to me, yeah, you're right, Steiny, but Eldridge is a much better prospect, that's fine.
I got you.
I don't doubt that. But we talked about Marcus Luciano for sure. It's just a joke.
You ain't got nothing to... I got
you. He couldn't play.
They didn't even know he couldn't field his
James
position.
James Wiseman play in the NBA.
Wow, man.
Anyway. Let's go to...
I hear you talking.
Big Smoothies at the chiropractor.
Uh-oh. Big Smooth.
Guru's going to be following you to the doctor a little later. What's up, Big Smoothie? Need my guys to get well.
About to get this back cracked, man. But listen, what do you guys think about this? We're probably not, if we don't get a big ticket item during the trade deadline, which we probably won't, but you know who's very obtainable, especially if the Bucks start to dismantle? Give me Bobby Portis.
Man.
Give me Bobby Portis. He's a poor man's David West. He can shoot. Bobby Portis has a nice touch. He can hit that little jumper.
We both like him.
But you know what I like about him? He's tough. He'll punch you in the chops, man. He's not playing. You see him. You see him get face to face with Beef Stew. Beef Stew didn't want none of that. Hey, Beef Stew. Beef Stew was.
He thought about it. He thought about it.
He didn't want none. Hey, you know, Bobby broke somebody's jaw. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah, the Bulls guy. On his own team, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Okay, there's that.
Shout out, Draymond.
but listen, he has a nice touch. He can play that center position if needed. Because we're not getting a big guy. Quentin Post, I'm hoping and I'm hanging on that Quentin Post is getting better. Look at his defensive rating. Yeah, he seems to be a sponge defensively. I'm believing Quentin Post is going to keep getting better and better.
I'm with you. Nikola Mirotic.
He can't do that.
That's who he punched.
How do you... Wow.
Broke his face.
Now, they what was the... there was a punishment, at least a week. Yeah, he didn't go unscathed. You got to give me the Bobby Portis.
He got the Draymond punishment.
I think they traded him. Wasn't it on the Bulls?
It was on the Bulls, for
the
sure. Bulls.
Yeah, he's no longer on the Bulls.
So that's true. He's Mirotic, though, I don't think. I think he punched him all the way back to Europe.
Dude, that's crazy to
me. I don't know if he played in the NBA after that. Sure, I like Bobby Portis.
Yeah, we do. He's got some dog in him, that we know. I thought he was going to say what everybody's been saying. Trey Murphy the third. Man, Steiny, he's on my list, but.
Of what? Best contracts in the NBA that are unattainable from other teams?
You never know, man. Just I'm talking about the player.
Oh, I mean, look,
what he can do and
listen.
Could have had him.
Yeah, they could have. When they took your boy Kuminga.
Oh,
and Moody.
Yeah, that's the closest they'll ever get to Trey Murphy was draft night 2021.
Wow, man. Yeah. We hadn't mentioned much Moody the last couple of days.
Yeah, because he's just a guy. Or no, this week is he back this week?
I love me some more. I'm just calling I'm doing Shannon Sharp. Call it like you see it.
Okay.
And right
he's playing terrible.
Man.
They're three young. Kuminga, Moody, and Pods, I would say, are all below average this year.
Now, what if I've changed my ranking order?
I'm with Austin, though. I want to see more or Big Smooth.
What if I tell you who I had the most confidence now out of those three? And it changed with the weather.
Okay.
It's Pods.
Well, I would always say it's Pods.
But Moody, I don't know what's happened, man. Just putting the ball on the floor has become like a major chore. And I'm like, this ain't the Moses I know. I wonder what's going on up top.
Let me ask you a question.
Seriously, I love me some Moody. They're so special. Everybody don't have them.
Right. Pods, Moody, and Kuminga have below average handles.
Yeah, but
no,
I'll say this.
Stop it.
Yes. But when you cut and you get the ball in different ways from different people, it's kind of disguised. But you're right. Moody's handles, I couldn't believe
it. I think I know what's happening this year. You're starting to... You're coming to Jesus, the Grim Reaper's in front of you, and you are starting to question your very own basketball takes for the last several years.
No,
you are, I respect it. Like, finally.
Get out of here, please. I'm just telling you, like, man, I expected more, but right now I got more confidence in Pods reading the room and knowing what Coach Kerr's preaching. And now he won't try to do too much. Maybe that helps him. But Moses needs to get Stella. He needs to get his groove back.
See, this is like where you're...
And Kuminga. But that ship has sailed. I'm letting it all out.
I know, but you just said, like, you saying Pajemski can read the room? Like, that's his problem to me. He can't read the room.
Well,
thinks he's a star, and he's not.
I got you.
Like, that's the way I look at reading the room. What?
I believe.
Play a good game the other night.
And that's the formula.
We've got to stop this. We've got to stop saying, he's had four good games. That means he's had a horse bleep season.
And I wouldn't defend or tell you he's had a great season at all. I've been disappointed. But that's why I'm nicer than you. I'm the nice one of the show.
Right.
I do break it down
like that. Nice gets you 500. Like, how's Pod's year? Below average.
Yeah, no doubt.
How's Moody's year?
below average okay. to me. And Kuminga.
It's okay, Goo. No,
you're gonna,
I
got it.
You're not going to get struck by lightning.
No.
The Bay Area won't turn their backs on you. It's okay.
Just stop.
Let's go to... let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. He's been hanging out the longest. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Mike.
How you doing?
All right.
All right. Hey, I got the approval because after that little Giants talk you had and everything, I got the approval to talk about the Giants for a sec. Hey, I just was curious, like, you know, about the Scooble thing. You know, what if we were to get Scooble, trade Eldridge, but we keep Dom Smith at first base and we can keep Devers at DH? How would you
I would do it.
You guys think about that?
I would do it.
You know, I would totally do it too. Yeah, but
is there
anything else, whatever else it comes in, but I would like that move if we could put Eldridge into that package and just bolster up that starting pitching. So, your thoughts, guys.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I would do that in a heartbeat. But thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Are you okay?
No, I'm trying to read you. You got this stuff now. I don't know if you're being real or sarcastic.
I would trade. Yes, I would acquire Scooble in a trade for Eldridge.
No, come on now.
Well,
yeah.
I don't use the word untouchable.
And then would you pay him $300 million?
Yeah. Why not? He's the best pitcher in baseball. Right? Is he better than Skeens? That's a conversation for another time. Okay. Hey, don't forget to listen on the other side. We're going to be giving you your keyword to win your town game jerseys of Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Listen in the next 10 minutes through the break, and I'll tell you on the other side what the keyword is this hour for your chance to win. Your friend wants to talk to you, Caleb.
That's our friend.
Caleb in Newark.
Yeah.
But he wants to talk to you specifically, I think.
Not the only one.
Hey.
What up, C?
Hey. What up? Hey, Sonny, I like how you did that, man. I guess our friendship is over.
Somewhat.
It was a great run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Hey, but dude, guess what? I had to bring it up, man. Remember we made that bet about the Warriors were going to beat OKC?
Yeah, and unfortunately, they didn't do it.
I know. Hey,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I was at work when it was going on, and I checked the score. I was like, ooh, Goo might have to pay up. But nah, hey, man, but that ended up being a good game. But you know what's funny about that, though? We made that bet on December 2nd. It was funny because my birthday just passed. It was on the 3rd.
Oh, so happy birthday.
Like a fun birthday gift.
Yeah, I would have sent it. Man. A lot of people say I wouldn't have.
Yeah. I know Steiny's going to have to owe me some money too. But look, I think I had a thing to bring up about Jonathan Kuminga. As the president of the Jonathan Kuminga fan club, it's over. And
I stepped down.
I'm the president, man. I think I might get impeached soon. But look, they got to get all they can for JK.
Hey, Caleb. Let me ask you, because of what's occurred with Kuminga, do you look in the mirror and say, maybe I don't know as much basketball as I thought? This dude.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? I one of the first calls I made was last year. And I said Jonathan Kuminga was going to be the X factor of why the Warriors were going to win a chip.
The fast
forward a year later, and now he's probably going to get traded. It's insane. But Steiny, you know what?
Yeah.
I know a lot of basketball, but you know sometimes you strike out, man.
Hey Caleb, I'll leave you
with this.
I
made many mistakes.
Caleb,
in my career.
I'll leave you with this. They can never take the Minnesota series from us in the Kuminga Fan Club. They can never do that.
Hey, don't tell that to Steiny, man. Yeah, he loves Vinci.
Appreciate it, Caleb. Thanks a lot. Yeah, nothing better than Kuminga. I love Kuminga.
That just warms my heart.
1242. Okay. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, we will get into some more Warriors. Oh, I got Flea in Oakland, too. We can get to Flea on the other side. And there was one other thing. Coming up on the other side, I'm going to give you the keyword for the 12 o'clock hour on the other side for your chance to win a jersey, a town jersey. All right, that segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California.
So I've covered the Bay Area sports scene for years, and I've seen athletes go through it all. The highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. And whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win, with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly four times has voted them best of the Bay. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.